the libs, moving on to the culture wars here. The libs are tactical, man. These people, they know what they're doing. Do not, the biggest mistake you'll ever make in your life is underestimating the power and the political tactical ability of your opponent. I'm telling you, the liberals are smart. They know what they're doing. They're not moral. They're immoral. A lot of the crap they do is straight up evil, especially the radical far left. Straight up evil. But they're not dumb. They understood a long time ago that if you own the education system, you own everything. You can't have communism without the kids. Say it with me, folks. You can't have communism without the kids. You got the kids, you got communism. It's the only way. It's the only way. They have engaged in a multi-decade, and if you listen to Yuri Bezmenov, the KGB agent, if you listen to some of his videos, he talks about how overseas leftists have looked to corrupt the United States this way through the education system. They have engaged in a multi-decade tactical fight to hijack the education system and turn it into a set of re-education camps. That's what they've become for the left, from K through 12 through universities. That's why that crazy Democrat governor of North Carolina, did you see the story? This crazy wackadoodle, he declared a state of emergency because they're about to pass a school choice law. Why? Why? Because he really believes school choice is going to cause like a nuclear war or something? Hell to the, no, no. Because the libs, the commies, can't give up the kids. Give up the kids. You don't have communism. Say it with me. You can't have communism without the kids. David Sachs was doing a podcast the other day. David Sachs, an entrepreneur and investor. He'll be moderating that panel tonight when Ron DeSantis announces at 6 o'clock on Twitter. But Sachs gave an interesting perspective on this. This is really good stuff. About a minute, not too long. But he talks about how these universities have been told, have been turned over decades into re-education camps, into turn these people into commies, and now they filtered all out into corporate boards. And that's how wokeism appeared to appear out of nowhere. Take a listen.
About this woke phenomenon is that it spans across corporate America. You have so-called woke capitalism. You've got, you know, ESG, the with boards of directors and all these global nonprofits, the NGOs. You've got the think tank world. You've got the media. You've got Hollywood. It's a phenomenon that spans across virtually every major institution in our society. And so the question is, how does something like that happen? And I think it can only happen as a result of a shift in attitudes of an entire class of people, which in this case is the professional class, the class of people who have college degrees. And the polling data really bears this out. If you look at polling data on virtually any sociocultural issue, the biggest divide in the country, it's not over, you know, between race or gender, it's actually on the single variable of whether you have a college degree or not.
Bingo, ding, 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 ding. Folks, the political divide is not Democrats or Republicans. I shouldn't say it. The substantial political divide, the chasm in this country. It's not libertarians versus conservatives versus Republicans versus Democrat. It's not black versus white, Hispanic versus white, immigrant versus non-immigrant. That's not what it is. It's people who've been subjected to the re-education camps, what these universities and K through 12 schools have become, and people who haven't. When you have people who, and I'm not suggesting you shouldn't go to college, or some should, some shouldn't. That's a personal decision you all need to make, but pick your college carefully. Pick it carefully. I've been very careful with my kids. I do my best. I can't make their decisions for them. I'm simply suggesting to you, once you go there and don't get out in the real world and work, the chances of you coming out, and that's a longer form interview there with Sachs where he goes into the numbers, the chances of you getting out untouched by liberal ideology are almost zero. Almost zero. So again, one of the common critiques of the show, which I take to heart because you're correct sometimes, is Dan, you bring up a lot of problems and I'm glad you do it, but what are some solutions? So I got a couple quick things for you can do right here to fix this thing. Let me get to my next sponsor first. I'll talk about that. And I got a shocking poll shows you just how good these indoctrination factories are at making Americans believe things that are absolutely not true, that if you just did a modicum of research would prove otherwise. So back to Sachs's point, that college, man, you're in trouble with your kids. You send them to college. I got to stay on top of mine all the time. It's my biggest fear. Here's a couple quick things you can do. You donate to a college. Some of you may, some of you may not. My suggestion is you staple a dollar bill to a letter. And in that letter, you say, this is the last dollar bill you're ever going to get to me from me until you diversify your humanities departments. I want conservatives in the journalism schools. I want conservatives in the economics schools. I want conservatives in the sociology schools. Until you do that, those humanities departments are where the most amount, the largest conglomeration of liberals are in these university campuses. Staple a dollar bill. Last dollar you're getting. Last one. You want any more money from me? Let's talk turkey. I want to see ideological diversity in those schools. I've given this idea to probably 10, 20,000 people that I talk to over the radio and elsewhere. Don't give them another dollar until they do that. And second, folks, listen, a lot of the money out there is nothing to do with college anymore. Your kids should really be looking into some trade schools and certifications. You can go get project management certified. You can get a bunch of computer certifications that, I'm going to be straight with you, man, are far more valuable than a lot of college degrees, basket weaving and some of this other crap. Listen, I've got a degree in psychology. I'm telling you, the joke in the psychology a bachelor's degree I had was that when you didn't get a job, you could explain to your parents why. If you're going to be a psychologist, get a psychology degree. If not, you're basically wasting your time. Trade schools and certifications, man, that's where it's at. That is 100% where it's at. You can go get yourself a damn good job out there, certified as a radiologist, computer tech, HVAC. There are a lot of great jobs out there. But they're doing a good job, man. These universities and the media people are doing a good job at doing really bad stuff. They've got large swaths of America believing crazy shit that's not real. That's just not real.